Blog Talk Radio.
That hurts so! Shut up! Don't you talk to me! Don't shut up!
What are you doing?
Stop it!
I don't want to know why I'm doing this to you. Julie! I just want to get everybody high, man.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Tiebreaker Radio Show. This is a random segment done by me, the host, Shug. And I'm just talking all basketball right now. So, good time to be an NBA fan. Of course, playoffs is going on right now. Finals getting ready to be underway on June 1st. And for the first time in NBA history, we have the same two teams 3 years in a row. Now, mind you, the Golden State Warriors will come into the series, into their third finals in a row, having not lost a game on the road or at home. 12-0 is the best start to an NBA playoffs. They beat the record held by the 2001 Los Angeles Lakers, who, of course, at that time, they run the 5-7-7-7 format type for the playoffs, where the first round was only the best of five thing. A technicality, broken record nonetheless. The Golden State Warriors, like the 2001 Los Angeles Lakers, swept its way through the Western Conference, including the San Antonio Spurs, who were kind of the only pick, I think, body to actually upset the Golden State Warriors, actually stopped them. I thought that they would at least lose one game to each team, including Portland. Portland, I think, had the number, with the two guards. Of course, didn't turn out so well, injuries as well. But Golden State ended up sitting a couple of players out. So that just shows you, how dominant they really were this playoffs. Houston, which I actually thought could have upset the Warriors as well, would probably give them the best challenge because they could score the points and put the pressure on the defense. I think the best in the NBA against the Warriors. However, they weren't able to win a game, as well as the Spurs, who we all know have the injury to Kawhi Leonard from the Zaza Pachulia contest. Now, just quickly on that, it was dirty to me. People do it all the time. People have been known to do it. And you can't tell me that wasn't – he doesn't do that on any other closeout. Can't tell me it wasn't dirty looking back on it, which ultimately cost the Spurs, I think, at least a couple games. I won't say the series because I don't know if the Spurs, even with Kawhi Leonard, could have beat them. But they were winning that game by double-digit points. So – enough said. Anyway, a couple of weeks from, or about a week out from, or a week or so more from the All-NBA teams being announced. Again, first-team All-NBA, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis. No problem there. Steph Curry, Isaiah Thomas, Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Rudy Gobert on the second team. Third team, John Wall, DeMar DeRozan, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, DeAndre Jordan. This looks to be a really, really young All-NBA team, with the exception of probably LeBron James. And James Harden is a little bit up there, as is Russell Westbrook. They are veterans, but for the most part, going up and down this list, like LeBron would be considered the old head in this case. Now, this shows you how far the NBA has come. We got superstars to last. It's many superstars. I think it's in a better place than it was in the late 90s, early 2000s. And that was a really great time. I think it has the potential to be better in that time. We'll see. I don't like it that this three finals in a row with the same teams happened. But it is exciting for the NBA. Again, this is the super team here, and it don't get no super than Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, all on the same team. the last three most valuable players, as well as the opposite team with three All-Stars themselves, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, and, of course, the great LeBron James. LeBron James, who continues this record streak of seven straight finals appearances. We'll be playing in his eighth. We'll see if he can get that ring number four. And you said that ring number four should put him over the edge of being the best player of all time. A lot contend that he will have to win a few more and that he's not yet past others to even be considered in Jordan's. So let's just get this out the way. Let's clear it up. Michael Jordan, considered the greatest player of all time, and for good reason. I think it's a lot that you have to do to pass Jordan. Jordan not only came in and took the reins over from a very good era of basketball with Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, Celtics and Lakers. That's not just where they made their, you know, bread and butter for the history, but that's when a lot of it was most exciting. It had the same feeling as it did in the 2000s with the Boston Celtics with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and the Kobe-led Lakers. It was even more so because not only back then in the 80s they had history, but they were making history. Larry Bird's and Magic Johnson's, right? We're going back to college and enhanced it. And Jordan just came and made that all better. He took off from there. So he came in at a good time. He put in the work, played some really good teams in the finals, the Los Angeles Lakers. A lot of people consider him old, but they forget that Magic Johnson was injured in most of the series. The series would have looked a lot different if Magic Johnson was starting. However, the Bulls took in five. Portland Trail Blazers next year, I think the subsequent year, Seattle Supersonics were a really good team. Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, Dennis Schrump. There is also the Utah Jazz, Karl Malone, and John Stockton. Back then, those teams were actually pretty tough. They did Jordan's return year lose to the Orlando Magic with Shaquille O'Neal, Horace Grant, Penny Hardaway. It was just a good run for Jordan. It's going to be hard to eclipse that without actually doing the way he did, 6-0 in NBA Finals, 6 Finals MVPs. So now LeBron has won every MVP for the finals that he's won. Got four losses up there. That disturbs some people. So when they talk about, you know, comparing him to be the greatest, when comparing to LeBron James, even Kobe Bryant, 5-7, 5 rings, only 2 losses. However you want to put it, it's going to be a good series. I think if LeBron James wins this, if the Cavaliers win this this finals, this rematch with Golden State, I think you do have to put LeBron at least top 5 all time, no question. No question. But that would be my top 5. I think everybody already pretty much has him in their top 5. And, you know, you got to kind of be old and nostalgic to not put him there. But, you know, players like Kobe Bryant shouldn't be overlooked. Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal, you know, these are very powerful players and very great in their own right and what they did and what they accomplished. Numbers do lie. We could argue numbers for any player. One of the ones that are the arguments that is given is the amount of players or the type of players that Kobe had. It's really just Shaq. You know, a lot of people complain about the Powell trade, but they forgot that Powell saw never made it out the first round, never won a playoff game before Kobe Bryant, and still really has done nothing extravagant. He's had one All-Star year with the Chicago Bulls with Derrick Rose. And pretty much that's it. But going down the list, LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Mo Williams, Chris Bosh, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, Ray Allen, Jonas Ilgauskas, Juwan Howard, Rasheed Wallace, Cal Corver, Darren Williams, Wally Zerbiat, Jerry Stackhouse, Shaq, Ben Wallace, Mike Bibby, Jamal McGlure, Antoine Jameson, Sean Murray, and Carlos Boozer. Close to 20 players that had at least one All-Star appearance. and Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, Paul Gasol, Andrew Bynum, Ronald Tesh, Glenn Rice, Eddie Jones, Nick Van Exel, Ron Harper, A.C. Green, Horace Grant, Dennis Rodman, Karl Malone, Gary Payton, Dwight Howard, Steve Nash, Deron Butler, Mitch Richmond, Antoine Jameson, pretty much the same amount. LeBron probably had more Hall of Famers that he played with over long term or potentials, because I do consider Kyrie Irving, Chris Bosh potential to make it to the Hall of Fame, as well as Kevin Love. There's a lot of, you know, tweaks there, because a few of those players that LeBron and Kobe played with, he only played 1 year or half a year, like Deron Butler's 30-something-odd games with Kobe, Shaquille O'Neal's long season with LeBron, Antoine Jameson's same year, Sean Marion and Carlos Boozer only played 1 year with LeBron, but so did Rodman, Malone, Payton, and Dwight Howard. So, I mean, you can find an argument either way. I just think that we should be more appreciative of our superstars and just appreciate them while they're here. So, finals are set to start June 1st, and it's going to be a good one, a very good one. So, getting ready for that, I also wanted to mention MVP has not been announced just yet. So, I don't even know what that is. When that is, I thought it was supposed to be announced on TNT. So, it's supposed to air on Monday, June the 26th. It's the first time I think that they've elected to have it after the finals. Actually kind of slept on this. I was wondering. They usually announce it around the second round of the playoffs. So that's why it's strange and unusual for it to be going on at this time anyway. I think it's a bad look for the NBA, because the MVP of the regular season, that's nothing to do with the playoffs. So usually you give the MVP out the second round of the playoffs, you know, it's still going. You know, a player can be playing better or worse, but it doesn't negate the rest of the regular season. When you give it to someone after the entire playoffs has been done, it gives the voters who are the people that vote for it, or sports writers, you know, things like that, former coaches, NBA special personnel, that they get votes on these things. It gives them a chance to, hey, well, you know, Steph Curry's been playing great in the playoffs, got to another NBA Finals. Hey, Kevin Durant, we've kind of overlooked him. LeBron James, you know, he was only fifth in the finalists, or he wasn't on the finalist list, but should he, you know, been a part of that? I don't think I know what their strategy there on that end is, but I just think it gives them, you know, with players like Russell Westbrook and James Harden, who are at home, who haven't played since first round, second round, it doesn't help their resume. And it's through no, I mean, I guess you can say it's an individual fault of their own, because they should have won. But it's not the MVP of the playoffs and the regular season. It's usually just the regular season. Now, if they're changing that, I understand. Anyway, a couple of NBA Finals quick recaps. We have Jeff Van Gundy said, I think he predicted that the Cavs wouldn't have a chance, a shot at the Warriors. The Warriors would win this very easily. Bold prediction, but they do have a lot of All Stars, a lot of players. Game one, the money line on Bovada.com is the Warriors. Minus 7 points. The over-under is at 226.5. Home team is 11-1 against the spread and straight up in the previous 12 finals game ones. LeBron James is a 1-6 odds in game one of the finals. The Cavaliers are 6-0-1 on the road this year in the playoffs, while the Warriors are 2-4 at home. That's concerning the line. Now, let's consider this. This year, the finals, even though it's repeated last year, not only did the Warriors add Kevin Durant, lose players like Harrison Barnes, Andrew Bogut, they also added JaVale McGee. who's an athletic center. I don't think that the Warriors have ever had. Again, thank you for listening to our little nuggets here. We're going to call it quits. And thank you for your time. We'll see you in the next episode.